1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. This is the open line hour, open text hour, open topic hour. You can text questions to 411-923. We have a new certified partner, Aztec Interiors, a sister company to Aztec Marble and Granite, who's been with us for 9 years. They'll be celebrating their 10-year anniversary next year as a Rosie on the House certified partner.
Seriously?
And
man, where's the time go?
Aztec Interiors, they've got a beautiful showroom just south of the ballpark off of 7th Street. You had mentioned earlier a restaurant you'd went to that was an old historic home.
Yes.
This is an old historic home that's been turned into their showroom slash slab preparation yard, I'll say. And they do any type of flooring you're looking for. Engineered wood, tiles, carpets, and with tile, any place you put tile, showers, backdrops, countertops. So, Aztec Interiors, welcome to the Rosie on the House partner. If you've got flooring in your future, give them a look and see if they're right for you. You had mentioned earlier we were looking for a Tucson electrician. We haven't got anyone volunteering for that position yet, but when you mentioned that, we had a home inspector in Phoenix say, hey, how do I get my company on? Well, at rosieonthehouse.com, when you go to the home page, when you land there, there's a little slider. The first one is get you started on all of our do-it-yourself information. And when it rotates, it's our certified partners. Whether you're looking for one or looking to join, click the interest in becoming a partner. And from there, you get page one of our pre-qualification process. When we receive that, that's our initial diagnosis for whether we have room for you to join the network, whether your company is the right fit for us. If you meet our basic criteria of licensed, bonded, insured, and then from there, if you meet, and then there's a couple more qualifying factors, then we'll send you part two. And I tell everybody up front,
you're not going to like it.
Well, and and we've put there's a deadline on returning that, because it's a little bit of work, but it's not horrible. If you are organized and you spend 2 hours designated, you'll get it done. So it's kind of a little deterrent to shy off anyone who's not organized.
That's right.
Or who otherwise probably wouldn't qualify anyway. If you can't get that turned around in 2 weeks, you're never going to qualify for the network anyway. So it's you have to be ready. If you say, you know what, I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, send it to me afterwards, because as soon as that's sent and received, the clock's ticking.
There you go. That's at rosieonthehouse.com. For the contractors who'd like to consider the chance of getting Rosie certified, but for the homeowners, which really is who the web page is designed for, we've got on the home page this week popular links, and we've got our weekly topic. Are you selling your home? Secrets are a no-go. It's gone from buyer beware to seller beware, and we're going to be covering that in the next hour. We also have a link on there about monsoon damage, what to do with your leaky roof. Sounds like we're going to get a little front coming through here. Sounds like Tucson really got hit July 4th weekend with some pretty serious flooding and big storm alert.
I can tell you one thing, Whitman didn't.
Whitman did not. Y'all haven't seen any of it yet, huh?
A little dusting here or there, but last night again, you could just see the rain cloud following the Hacienda River, and you're just like, please come give us a drink over here.
Well, I'm hearing from the White Mountains, they're getting a great monsoon season. As a matter of fact, Apache Sitgreaves National Forest has lifted fire restrictions on campfires.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're getting a good amount of water. Also at rosieonthehouse.com under popular links is beware of the storm chasers, because as these storms come through town, the thing that quickly follows that monsoon season is that beautiful fragrance of creosote in the desert. Even the smell of wet asphalt is kind of appealing, because it's just so much better than that dry, hot, hot, dry. But the other thing that follows the storms are the repair people that are unlicensed, unbonded, uninsured, who are actually just trying to rake up what they can from the damages of the storm. Be aware of storm chasers, okay? If they haven't been in your community, licensed with the Register of Contractors for a certain amount of time, just don't use them. okay? I can't tell you the rash of phone calls we get from homeowners that are taken advantage of by storm chasers once a big storm moves through. It's absolutely unbelievable. And I keep telling people, don't give in to your inner cheapskate. And then many times the damage, they feel like they have to fix it right away. No, we don't get a licensed contractor to put a Band-Aid on it, and then you'll get in line for the correct repair.
And, you know, some of the storm chasers probably are pretty good guys. You know, the construction's slow at their community, and they're just looking for work. But what happens for warranty? What happens for repairs? Yeah. You think he's going to come back from Oklahoma to fix your roof?
Right.
Because you got a little tiny leak? No way.
It's a big, big dilemma. All right, folks, we're going to be wrapping up this hour. We're going to be stay tuned for hour number four, where we're going to be talking about real estate transactions and disclosures, what's necessary. But we'll also be taking your calls as well, like Larry, who's just got in now, calling from Prescott, and wants to know about lightning rod and surge protection. Excellent, excellent topic right here in front of the monsoon seasons. We'll cover that right in the next hour.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.